NewHopeTaxDefense.com. That's NewHopeTaxDefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. NewHopeTaxDefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit NewHopeTaxDefense.com.
Meals from those years are hard to forget. It was all white bread and whole milk, hamburger casseroles and quiche Lorraines, all with a side of cigarettes. We ate salads as desserts. We knew a party was classy if it had a cheese log. And we never missed an after-dinner smoke. It didn't matter if we were in our dining rooms, a burger joint, or the ritziest of restaurants. There'd be an ashtray on every table. And that very particular flavor in every meal. We smoked for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's amazing that our food could taste like anything else. If that was you then, get your lungs screened now. Surviving lung cancer starts with a scan. Learn more at screenyourlungs.org. This PSA was made possible by industry funding and guidance from lung cancer patient groups.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Where are we going next, Jim? Who are we going to? Let's go to Brady. Brady, you're up. I got about 2 minutes before the break. What's going on, man?
Yeah, first off, Merry Christmas, Kevin, and Jim, have a great Christmas.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. What's up?
One thing with this Kim Potter thing, it was in Minnesota, wasn't it?
Yeah.
One of the guys that was on the stand, I think it was another cop, and the legal attorney for the police department said, when this guy was pulling away, one of the officers was stuck, and he was getting drugged. And if Kim Potter would have just used a regular, pulled out her Glock and blasted the guy when he was pulling the cop away and trying to run over the cop, there was no charges filed. But because she used her taser, she's getting two counts placed on her of murder or whatever it is.
Manslaughter.
You know, I think the attorney has, you could have overthrow this case in about 1 hour if he has his act together and just tell him what I just told you, because it will be overthrown in 1 hour.
Well, they are going to appeal, and there are folks that think that that the sentencing may go light simply because it's a cop. You know, and I mean, she has no record, 26 years on the job, and you can't give her 15 years in the slammer. You can't do it. But can I tell you, your point is well taken, and you know, it's just an incredible tragedy on all counts. Dante Wright's family, they're going to have an empty seat at the table on Christmas Day, and so is Kim Potter's family. Nobody wins in this thing.
No, and they don't. And you know one. You know, I'll tell you one person who's shaking in his boots right now is Alec Baldwin, because if Kim Potter goes to jail, he's going to prison for a long time for what he did.
Yeah. Hey, Brady,
that's
thanks, man.
A bad precedent.
I got to run. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. That's Brady. And by the way, Merry Christmas to our regular listeners and our regular callers. Merry, Merry Christmas. Wow. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, at 2:31, as we check out our traffic cams, it is raining in many, many areas throughout the valley right now. Something kind of new for Southern Nevada drivers. And you can tell that as we take a look at the traffic cams. There is a wipeout, as the song says, on Interstate 215 at the 15 interchange. That's 215 eastbound. And that's slowing things down there on the right lane. also very, very slow conditions as you try to work your way through the construction zone downtown on the 515, both directions between Main and Eastern. Very sluggish through there. And moderate flows on the 95 eastbound at Jones.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this sports flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly.
The Raiders are going to be facing off against quarterback Drew Lock coming up on Sunday. The Broncos have ruled out quarterback Teddy Bridgewater after he suffered a concussion in their game against Cincinnati this past weekend. The Raiders are going to be without safety Jonathan Abram. He is done for the year as he undergoes season-ending shoulder surgery as a result of an injury that he suffered against the Browns this past weekend. UNLV basketball, they get a win yesterday over San Diego by an 80-57 score. January 1st, they open up league play against San Diego State.
Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Macy's last-minute gift sale is going on now with an extra 20% off great gift ideas for everyone on your list with your coupon or Macy's card. Not sure what to get? Give a gift card and let them decide. Shop your local Macy's early and late and get your gift orders faster when you pick up curbside or in-store. Plus, it's time to spend your Macy's money on anything. No merchandise exclusions. Details at Macy's.com/Macy's Money. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
Happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, people are always amazed that our radio show is the only conservative talk radio show probably in America that has as a regular guest a leader in the labor movement. And the fact is, we do. Tommy White, business manager of Labor's Union Local 872, is with us every week. And we talk about the issues of the day and politics and national stuff and President Biden and Donald Trump. We talk about all that stuff. But I had a chance to visit with Tommy White earlier, and I asked him what Christmas is like around the Tommy White household on Christmas Day.
Let's see. Really, what's going to... I'm working anyway. I'm working today. I'm working tomorrow. Probably stop over at my mom's house. I don't know. She usually has a bunch of people over there, and I don't know. This should be fun. I you know, Kevin, I haven't. Christmas hasn't been the same for me ever since I moved out here from New York, and that's going on like 28 years.
So. How so? I'm curious.
when you live in Las Vegas and you have friends in Vegas, you know, they work on Christmas Day, right? And back in New York, everything is shut down on Christmas Day. So out here, you have friends that work Christmas Day, you have family that works Christmas Day, you have family that works Christmas Eve. So they're always working. So you never really get to sit down, you know, at a full dinner with everybody where somebody doesn't have to get up and go to work. I remember that when I had a cousin that was a police officer, and every time we sat down for Thanksgiving dinner, he hurry up, ate, and he had to go and take the shift. So, same thing used to happen at Christmas time with him also. But
I'm just wondering how folks live that way when everybody's got kids, grandkids, and cousins, and nieces, and nephews, and all of that, and getting anybody to sit down for more than 20 minutes in one spot.
Yeah, I mean that's just, you know, how it is out here. Even not everybody gets to take off on Christmas Day. Not everybody gets to take off on Christmas Eve. So I'm going to be working tomorrow, and probably not going to get out of the office until, you know, 5:30, and I don't know, you know. Well, we delivered a bunch of poinsettias. I got a few poinsettias left here. I might go out and deliver them, and I like to make my holidays very simple, Kevin.
No, but that's wonderful. That's absolutely wonderful. Tommy, let me take you into news of the day. Just a little bit ago, less than an hour ago, Kim Potter learned that she has been found guilty of two manslaughter counts in the killing of Dante Wright. And I'm not sure how closely you've been following the trial. I certainly saw the moving testimony of Kim Potter. She broke down and cried, but that didn't apparently move the jury. They voted guilty on both counts one and counts two, first and second degree manslaughter. And while I may disagree with the verdict, the fact is we have a criminal justice system. Is this proof that even in Minnesota you can get a verdict? You may not agree with it, but it's 12 people coming together. What did you think of the verdicts?
So, you know, Kevin, I have law enforcement family in my background, right? And, you know, if even though she made a mistake, and even though she's very sorry for doing it, you know, she has to pay the consequences on it. You know, at the end of the day, she has to pay. Somebody has to pay for it, and it's going to wind up being her. You know, it was an accident. You know, I mean, me looking from the outside in, there's a big difference in between, you know, a regular handgun and the gun that she thought was using a taser. There's a big difference in both of those sizes of guns. And I think what happened, 26 years on the force, I think what happened, she let what was going on in our country get to her a little bit. I think she wasn't at ease, you know, because around that time that all happened, everybody was kind of about high strung about what was going on. And she made a mistake, and now she's, you know, she's going to have to pay for it.
And
they're probably going to wind up going easier on her on the sentence, but they still came down with a guilty verdict.
And it'll be interesting to see what the judge imposes as far as sentencing. The maximum, I believe, is 7 years on the most serious count. It may be more, it may be less. I personally think, yes, she made a mistake, but should she pay with it? With 7 or 10 years of her life in a prison, is it going to do anything for anybody for her to be rotting in prison for 7 years?
Well, I mean, if you look at that, here in Las Vegas, right? You watch the news all the time, and you see drunk drivers. They go out and they, you know, kill somebody with the car. Next thing you know, they're out within 3 to 4 years, right? So you can look at that with any type of situation, Kevin. It's probably not right for her to be in prison. It's a mistake, but, you know, that's our justice system. She's guilty for, she basically broke the law, and they're going to find her guilty for it. And like I said, I believe they'll be a little bit probably lenient on her, sentencing, but you know, that all that shows you, I mean, really what it shows you is what happened to this country during that time. There were so many people just not at ease and you know, very high strung about situations that were going on. And, you know, the kid tried getting away. The kid broke loose. But she had two grown men, police officers, with her. You know, they should have been able to kind of handle that situation instead of her come running in and pulling what she thought was her taser and it happened to be her gun. You can see she was very sorry from the very beginning. But then again, our justice, our criminal, you know, justice system, you know, they want to make an example of somebody, and they're going to make an example of her. And it's a sad way that it happened.
Again, joining us, Tommy White, business manager, Laborers Union Local 872. We get together every week talking about news of the day. I guess the news of the day this week is Omicron, the virus that succeeded Delta and is supposedly more contagious than anything we've seen. And but the survival rates are way up there as well. What do you make of Omicron? And as a union that has its own medical clinic, are you seeing any of the Omicron stuff going on right now with your union members?
Serious members, you know, serious incidences with COVID with my membership in months now. And I believe everybody's still protecting themselves, and they, you know, they got their vaccines. Not everybody, you know, those that chose to get it, they went and got it. You know, it's kind of funny if you take the spelling of that virus and you flip those letters around, it turns out you can spell moronic, right?
I have not done that exercise yet, but I will after the show or when I get to a break. Go, oh, yeah. So you put the O over here and the image. That's funny. Oh, that is so funny. Moronic. Oh, my God. Now, is your union adjusting any of the work rules or anything owing to this sudden, like overnight, surprising Omicron?
No, we're still going straight, you know, full steam ahead the same way that we went before. We have no additional requirements going on out there. Our you know, our contractors is just sending people out to work like they always have. I you know, to be honest with you, Kevin, I think everybody's a little over this already. And, you know, I know my union members are. I think, you know, we all got used to wearing masks when we have to, and when we don't have to, we don't wear it. A lot of us, like myself, I wear a mask to appease other people. You know what I mean? I you know, if everybody around me is wearing a mask, I'm going to put a mask on. If everybody around me is not wearing a mask, I'm not going to wear a mask. You know, sooner or later, we kind of got to wrap our hands around this and go, okay, it is what it is. How many years are we going to go on being afraid of this virus?
That, you know, that is the number one question on my mind is how long are we going to be doing this stuff? And again, there are those of you that may really believe in the masks and the vaccine mandates, but at some point, whether it's the NBA or the NHL or the National Football League, we're going to have to just say, you know, we're just going to have to accept it, that we're going to have people that are going to get sick the same way people get sick from the flu or shingles or any of these things. Anyway, stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Vegas, introducing the Waffle Brothers. Born and raised in Las Vegas, serving fresh, delicious waffles and chicken the way you love them, topped with fresh fruit and your choice of fresh toppings. Waffle Brothers has a charismatic staff, engaging customers with unique food in a funky environment, serving one warm waffle at a time. Ask about catering and the Waffle Brothers' vegan and gluten-free options. Open daily, 8 to 4 p.m. The all-new Waffle Brothers Las Vegas on Sahara, west of Buffalo. Order online at wafflebrothers.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 discount tire Ford Mustang. Did you know one of the most important keys to success on the track and for safe driving on the road is having the right pressure in your tires? Properly inflated tires are essential to help you get the best gas mileage and keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by your local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're counting it down, no, not to Christmas, but to Wayne Allen Root, War, yeah, Raw and Unfiltered. That's coming up at the top of the hour. Believe it or not, we got Thursday Night Football. Yeah, we got Thursday Night Football here on AM 670 KMZQ, Niners in action. And gentleman Jim Dallas, a good matchup tonight for Thursday night.
Certainly, it should be a good game. The 49ers, especially Jimmy Garoppolo, which, remember, the 49ers moved up in the NFL draft this past season, Kevin, to get the quarterback of the future. But Jimmy Garoppolo, their current quarterback, he's doing fairly well the past seven games. He's got 12 touchdown passes, and a part of that success is that Deebo Samuel, the star wide receiver for the 49ers. And not only is Samuel winning games with his acrobatics as a wide receiver, but as a runner, too, where he has scored a touchdown and racked up some 269 yards rushing, a wide receiver, 269 yards rushing. Not too bad, huh?
No, I would say that was pretty damn good. You know, the big question for him has always been consistency and being able to do this week after week after week after week. And that's always been the challenge. The Raiders have been making some news off the field, but a lot of it's medical, and that's never a good thing at this time of the year.
No, they added two more names to the reserve COVID-19 list today. 46 players around the league have tested positive for the virus. Backup offensive lineman Jermaine Elamunor and safety Roderick Teamer join backup cornerbacks Brandon Faxon and Nate Hobbs. Those are the four Raiders players who are unavailable to play due to those positive tests. So it just continues to wreak havoc on the NFL season. But they are hell-bent on finishing this year and not missing any games.
I'm just curious, you know, so many of these players that keep testing positive. The question is, should we want to know, should we test more or should we test less in the National Football League?
It's a good question. It doesn't really seem to matter, I guess, at this point. It looks like these are all asymptomatic. They're running around. They're doing fine. So there needs to be some type of coming to Jesus moment, I think, where they're going to have to make that decision.
Yeah. Well,
and by the way, the Niners game will be heard right here on AM 670. KMZQ beginning at 6 p.m. tonight. We're going to join that game in progress after war, Wayne Allen Root.
It's going to be fun. We will close it out for my live portion of the show. We'll have a best of tomorrow, and then Pat Casale Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I'll be back with you on Thursday. We'll do all that and talk a little bit about what's ahead as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Philly Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Philly Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
They said it couldn't be done, but Dollar Loan Center has done it. We've made getting a signature loan up to $5,000 even faster.
Dollar Loan Center.
Introducing Dollar Loan Center Instant Funding. That's right, you can now have your signature loan funds loaded directly to your debit card with no waiting period. You can walk out of one of our over 50 locations and spend your money immediately. Or you don't even have to come into a store. Just apply online for free at don'tbebroke.com. Is rent due today? Need to book a last-minute flight? Or maybe your car registration's due today? Dollar Loan Center's got you covered today with our new instant funding. Get up to $5,000 in minutes. There's no added fees and no collateral is needed. There are never any early payment penalties, and we give you over a year if you need it to pay back your loan. Dollar Loan Center is now offering instant funding.
Licensed by the Gata Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Who's the rat who will cop out when there's commies all about?
Shut your mouth.
I'm just talking about Sisolak.
We don't dig him.
Who's the rat who locks us down while he spreads the virus round, importing illegals to your town?
Steve Sisolak, that's for sure, Jack.
Sisolak is a bad...
He's a bad commie governor.
Right on.
We don't dig him.
Who's the rat who's gonna lie when he looks you in the eye?
That's where he's at.
I'm just talking about Sisolak.
He's a super rat.
Right on. I'm Fred Simon. I am a medical doctor. If you want the liberal madness to end, forget rhinos. Support me in the Republican primary for Nevada governor. Your courage can save Nevada. Volunteer, donate, Learn more at simonforgovnv.com. We have to fight back.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player. No matter the challenges I face every day in the NFL, my mom is always there for me, despite her own struggles with muscular dystrophy. And MDA is there for my mom. At their 150